Saturday, and there I am, live again. It's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then also on Blog Talk Radio, we did our homeless radio broadcast. We changed the hours to 6 today on Saturday. We're also have my cat's hour on Friday, and then on Monday we have our veterans news broadcast at 3 p.m. and the other programs. We also have conspiracies, a new program I'm doing at 12 midnight on Friday. We're also simulcast in South America on Internet Chat Cafe, to the thanks to Claudia Nelson. And we're being heard by other stations of Microbreast. And I want to say thank you to a listener. I met this wonderful woman today. She's in the Chicagoland area, and her name is Radonna. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I thank her for helping me. I was at a fair, and she came to my aid. She lent me her table, and I thank you very, very much. And I'm sending her a tape on the plot to kill Kennedy. And I, like I said, I thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. I don't know how I would have gotten through it. John, are you there?
And yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
It's hot. It's
hot.
It's, you know, 11 o'clock here my time, and it's still 70 degrees, which is hot for us. It was 90 today and 94 yesterday.
Jeez.
And we're kind of expected rain today, but never got hardly a drop.
Well, it's here, I think. I mean, I'm hearing thunder in one spot, but I don't see any storm clouds. It's not humid, and it's about 70. So, again, weird weather, right?
Well, it's we're hitting the same thing in the evening here. We're starting to get the flashes of lightning, but it's not normal lightning. There's more than a normal cloud cover. And, again, I ran into that situation where all of a sudden it's like you must walk into one of these satellite beams. It makes you deadly tired, like you could pass right out and fall asleep in an instant, right wherever you are. And that was just prior to the lightning starting to happen. And so I kind of, you know, I still think it's all perpetrated. I mean, there is global warming. That website you sent me on the Earth tilting, I agree with that. It said that the, was it Demulations, I believe was the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
They've stated that now in the last year or so, the Earth has tilted another 26 degrees, which is not man-made. This is a function of, you know, what's happening to us. And it possibly could be controlled by man. I'm not sure, but in the interim of looking as the sun comes over the hills in our valleys, it used to come through the doorway and blind my coworker in the face, and right now it's 26 degrees over from that, and we're pretty... It's a situation where we knew exactly where the sun was, and so it has changed approximately that 26 degrees.
Well, I'm going to stop you. We're going to break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to have an open mind, and we're going to talk about many things here. Callers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne here on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. Oh, boy, we're on the heels of September 11th again, and it's a sad time, a memorial again for the victims of that disaster. But the whole issue is, again, how many more disasters will we have? How many times will we be able to understand that these disasters are continuing because we're allowing them to continue? The whole thing is that we had a problem in 2001, a failure. Now, the failure is to recognize that the fact that we have a government, we have a infrastructure of government, we have things that are considered to be right and wrong, we have constitutional law, we have all the makings of everything that would work, and the logic and idea of creating this environment is workable. You know, if you think about it, you know, you have the Constitution that is supposed to be the highest level law. You have the Supreme Court that's upholding the highest language of the law so that there is, if there's corruption in the lower levels of the courts and the judicial process, that you have a venue to fight. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up is the fact that we had these World Trade Center buildings 1, 2, and 7 all go down. enough forensic evidence back then to open an investigation, which was done partially, and it came back and said there was no situation. It was planes that went in the building, and Bin Laden was the culprit, and fingers went up, and that was it. Now, later on, people came in and said that they had information. Even myself, I had a large segment of information, which I'm going to go through in this broadcast, because I think you need to understand fully what is going to happen, because it's going to happen again, folks. I mean, from now up to, I'm very concerned about tomorrow, the 9th, all the way up through the end of this month, and maybe into October, that they're going to do something again. Because, see, there's phases of what they do, and the whole thing is that they've been trying to do this for eon, and they haven't been able to complete their project. Now, the reason I know that they're getting ready to do stuff is because I've been on another 100 of very huge amounts of attacks out here where I am. Huge amounts of attacks. You know, last broadcast I did last week where I went, all the lights went out completely where I was. There was no lights, phones went out. Even my cell phone service went out. Very strange. And it was no storm. The transponder or something blew. But if it was Commonwealth Edison, it shouldn't have affected the phone. And it shouldn't have even had anything to do with my cell phone. And then after that, there was a situation happening with my children, my car, everything, one after another, after last week's broadcast with Mr. Swelo of Expansions, because I went to a very expensive expansive time to talk about the issue of the use of SWMS, which is a satellite weather modification system. I was tying it into the other broadcast I have with Dr. Judy Wood and Professor Reynolds to let people understand the correlation of what is going on, because they were saying it was DEW, but DEW is one level, but this other thing that I found leaves a thermite signature. And it's up there in space, and it can shoot down, and it causes weather changes. It can also vaporize things. It can do a whole lot of stuff to technology that they have of the you know, satellites they have up in the upper atmosphere. Now, it takes a equation of us to fix. We got a problem on our hands, because again, this was September 11, 2001, and we're in 2007, and we're still talking about this. It should have been a situation that somewhere in our structure of what this United States is about, if there's corruption at the top, there should be some way in removing the corruption. We don't have God. We don't have anything to protect us. John, you want to make a comment on this?
Well, I agree that, you know, we're in bad times. We're in the end times. As the timetable of the pyramid Giza was built 6,700 years ago, is getting into the king's chambers. The star Sirius is in the portals. It definitely meets the criteria of the end times of premonitions and writings. But at the same time, as we had deceit in the Revolutionary War, and we had a lot of things going on then, we had things happening in the Civil War, we had World War II. You know, it just galls me when I see someone wearing their hat, and they were an air pilot of World War II, because when they went over Germany, they bombed all the German houses, but they left the infrastructure of the factories intact. Over 80% of the factories were untouched. And some of the bombs that were dropped on England were made in England. And the corruption was in strong. We had the 1913 building of the Federal Reserve. I mean, corruption's been around us all the time.
But the thing is, even with this corruption being around us, this is the problem that is the whole issue of the logic of what is going on in this world. The word God, as I said last week, means logic. And logic is with God. And then God is the only one that can give the measure to teach people certain levels of understanding. That was the reason of the tree of knowledge. Then you have the law. The law, which is the word, spoken word. And the thing is that the law is the law. And the thing that bewilders me right now is the law is supposed to be a universal law that is of good, not bad. And now what happens right now, we're talking about currently, we have very, very bad people that set up and created these environments of, like, going all the way back. You can go to the Civil War and go back to Nero. You can go back as far as the time of this planet. You've had leaders that have been very, very bad. But then back in those days, they had measures to remove them. Today, we have lost total consciousness of right and wrong, and we allowed wrong to continue without any basis of correction. It's not that I'm saying, oh, do this to them and that and hang them up and whatever, but I'm just saying to you, if you apply the law to five or six people, all of them in the same room, and each one of them did this exactly the same crime, and one is very wealthy, and one is middle income, and one is poor, and one is homeless, out of the four individuals I mentioned, each one of them seemed to have a different level of law, even though it's the same crime perpetrated by each. Then you can change the equation around to race, creed, nationality, religion, different laws. No, the same law, but different measures of how each person receives the punishment or the verdict of correction in the law. And it shouldn't be, because the law should stand as the law and everybody should be treated under equal justice system. That's what they say the United States has, an equal justice system. Now, going back to the equation of 9/11, that doesn't make any sense. The Supreme Court in New York, you had the U.S. attorneys in New York, you had the U.S. attorneys in Washington, D.C., you had senators, congressmen, you had everybody across the plate know that there was something of a violation of all of the elements of right and wrong and something that should be investigated. Not one of them would open up an investigation because of what? Now, again, if you go to the other equation of a logic that you would think, I mean, this is just logic. If you have a element, and I mean, you don't even have to go into pictures of that Professor Judy Wood. You have to go to information that Professor Reynolds put out. You have to listen to John Peeler, who was a CIA assassin and FBI agent that I've had on my show countless numbers of times. They gave the connection to Oklahoma City and Waco and all these different things and how they all tie together and how things were in these buildings and how he tried to warn people about September 11th and they ignored him. And then you had other people out there that had huge amounts of forensic evidence and proof that worked in government. All of them were ignored. Now, today we're sitting here on the brink of another September 11th. We don't know when, we don't know how, but again, terror is exactly what that is, terror. As I'm talking to you, there's a storm brewing with no rain, no humidity in the air, nothing. But it's right out here. Now, I've been talking about satellite weather modification. Now, what if? And this is the type of things that this government will do. They get mad, so they get back at you. They do things. And that is not what the American way is. That's not our concept of what our American dream is about. We are supposed to be a country different than any other country, different than Europe, different than anywhere. But we're not. And we'll talk more about this because, again, this is September 11th broadcast, and I want you to really think about what might be and what you can do when we return. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Deanne here on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. Now, I'm going to go back about the 101 lesson of terrorism. And I'm telling you these things because, again, we're in a situation, a heightened alert. Now, remember they used to put, John, on the TV, those things where it used to be red and green and all those things in case, you know, there was terrorist attack and stuff. Have you seen them lately?
No, I haven't. Not at all.
And that was after they put Homeland Security in, and they had all this stuff that's supposed to protect us. But they don't. You know, we heard that Bin Laden's been on TV, and he's been making statements, and he's going to do this and that and the other, and you know, ruffling feathers and stuff like that. But there's no. And then they have said, the government has said that there's a heightened level. You know, they haven't said height level. They've just basically said they feel that something's going to happen before September 11th. They've been saying it. But there's no alert thing. And even behind the alert, have you ever heard any mechanics of what you're supposed to do if something happens?
Well, it seems awful strange. They're letting the Russians fly their aircraft over our airspace, and yet they're searching us at the airports. I mean, how blatantly stupid do we get when we let foreigners that we're in conflict with quite often, or at least stated we're in conflict with, be flying over our airspace?
Yeah, or training our police force, Bitchner experts coming in and training the police and KBG people, training in the forest preserves and stuff. And then our military is supposed to be here guarding the shorelines. They're over in Iraq. But we're okay with that. And again, going back to what I said earlier, we have a way out of this, and the thing is, it's right, you know, it's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, it's right tapping at our feet. I mean, you got a situation, the structure of government is supposed to be operative in certain ways, and if there are corrupt levels in it, there's certain things that are supposed to function to get rid of the corruption and take over the government if there is a situation of corrupt people being in power. And we don't invoke any of that because we've gotten to the point where we have just been so either dumbed down or controlled and manipulated or so busy just to survive. We just can't get that equation of what is going on right before us. It's so incredibly dangerous. Now, going back to what I was saying before about Judy Wood and Professor Reynolds and Alfred Weber, they're all going to be in New York in the next couple of days, you know, talking about September 11th and this treason document. And you have Les Jamison and the 9/11 Truth Movement people trying to get legislation of getting another attorney general appointed separately that would investigate these things. But again, this is 2007, and this stuff should have been done a long time ago. But now we're in a very dangerous mode because, again, nothing had been done all this period because we had corrupt individuals, the same ones that we were talking about before, they're still in government. And there's no measure of getting rid of them. I mean, we just had a senator that has been accused of trying to molest a police officer in the bathroom. We've had other kinds of situations with senators and congressmen. And this last one, he just basically said, well, you know, I just choose to stay in office. I was going to resign, but, you know, I don't need to resign. But see, those things are right and wrong and against the Constitution and against just the Word of God and what this whole equation of good and evil is about. We're allowing evil. We're allowing this. It isn't something, we're voyeurs of the evil that we're allowing based on what we, you know, have this component of thought process locked in that we voted somebody in which we did not, and then when we question the fact they voted in, and we know that they were voted in, then we are dumbfounded to the level that we can't remove them. But again, if there was a prisoner on the street and he was holding a gun to somebody's head and he was trying to run away, somebody would shoot him and lock him up. But then in this equation of what we're talking about, we got somebody in office, a whole bunch of people, in fact, not one, it's across the board, that's been embedded into the system that is worse than the mafia. The mafia isn't even as bad as what we're looking at right now, and they're attacking the mafia. They're taxing the gambling casinos. I was told by somebody recently, 90%, that's how much they had to pay to tax for them having the offshore, you know, alleged, we call those things river boats or whatever, 90% tax. So now if they're taxed like that, it's not coming from them. It's something even more evil than what we thought the mob was. Now the whole issue is, where are we in this equation? The thing is that we have become to the point that we don't understand that we control this, but we lost control because we are at a point and we can't go beyond that point. We're going to talk more here when we come back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne here on RBN. If you want to write to me, 450 Roger Street in Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Call me, 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, or 630-812-0171. You also can email me at deanne.burley@gmail.com, or go to integritynews.wetpaint.com. That's one of my sites, or just Google my name. And we're talking about the elements of September 11th and the elements of what we have is bad that's causing a possibility of something else worse to happen very, very soon. John, do you feel in your heart right now because of, you know, the things that you've seen and things that have gone through, don't you feel that there's something in the air getting ready to happen?
Well, there's no question. They've been preparing the FEMA camps. They're building more. The legislation from 97 says the Army has the process of military civilian prison camps and labor camps. The just the idea of having the 102,000 three-story high rail cars for prisoner cars for transport. They're brand new. They're sitting there waiting to be used. The process is being set up. They're getting ready to crush our money. Everybody is broke. Everybody pretty much that isn't in the clique is got no money. So now if you do need to react to try to survive yourself, you don't have anywhere to pull from.
And then the other thing they're doing, too, in this departmentization, is throughout the city, if you don't believe me, check into this. They are eliminating transportation for the people that are disabled, poor, working class people going to and from work. They're claiming they don't have money in the budget to pay for these services. Now, I was sent not too long ago, I think I sent you a copy of it, $17 million that's still available in surplus cash in Springfield, Illinois. And the thing is, they're holding it for whatever reason. It's probably in the general fund where they tuck all this money in. And they don't have enough money to pull out, to bail out our transportation system. So next week, the transportation in Chicago is being stated is going to go up to $3 to $4 per ride, and then they're cutting back on almost like a third of the rail systems and various things because they claim they don't have enough money to operate. And then instead of getting the money from people that can afford it, they are making sure that the handicapped, the poor, the people out there just struggling to make $6 or $7 an hour cannot go to work. Because if you're making $6 an hour and working 40 hours a week, you know, do the math. And then you're going to pay $4 each way for transportation. And heaven forbid you have to go somewhere in between. I mean, $8 or more a day. And limiting you to where you can go, limiting you to getting to food. Then this weekend, they were out in droves arresting people and taking their cars. Out in droves. I'm in DuPage County. They were doing a lot of arrests and stopping people out there. Again, I was looking at the cars, type of cars, the individuals are in there. All the poorer classes, the people out there struggling just to make it, the people out there, the middle class, those are the ones they're targeting. Again, without a car, without a way to and from work, you have no money, without having reasonable, affordable, situations of housing and stuff, they have closed people into a department. So just like they did in Nazi Germany, if you look at Schindler's List, this is what they did in the ghetto of Germany. They went and had everybody they wanted to get rid of in certain areas and spots. So they could bring those trucks in with the troopers, and they sprayed them with bullets and killed many, many of them to get rid of the problem because they were ethnically cleansing the lower classes. And what are we looking at right now? The same parallel. And who are the people instrumented in it? The same people. Because these are families. I mean, this is generational. It's just like they say there's generational people that are impoverished. Well, this is generational people that have this mentality of this commitment to do this one particular cast. It's like they are funneled in and they can't think beyond the measure of that didn't work this time, but this era, we can get this done. And they keep doing the same thing over and over again, because I deal with timelines and events, and I look at the process of how people do things. It's kind of hard to do what I do, but the thing is that I look at it, and it's exactly the same signature. It's like a serial killer. And I'm looking at the same signature, same family, same people doing the same thing. And the outcome is going to be exactly the same because it depends on if somebody does something. Now, the last time they did this at this level, okay, I mean, not World War II, but during the Bay of Pigs, Kennedy stopped it. That's what got him killed. He wanted the truth. He stopped a major incident that was going to happen in October around the 29th of 1962. A major event was going to happen. A race riot, the whole nine yards, bombs going off. The whole nine yards was going to happen in October 29th, 1962, and he stopped it. And because he did that, the whole infrastructure, these evil people decided that he had to go. And that's why Jackie ran because and got with Onassis, and she thought Onassis was going to protect her. And then what happened to him? His son, his idol, the one that was going to take over his whole empire, he gets killed in a plane crash, exactly the same as John Kennedy Jr. Exact same, similar plane crash. Onassis' son died, and so did John Kennedy Jr. Was it a coincidence? No, not a coincidence whatsoever. I've been looking at all these factors. You know how much work it takes to go through and look into these things? I don't read just articles. I go through whole lots of documentations and things that you would not believe to research to come up with a factor of what is really going on. And the sad thing, folks, is it's the same thing. Time in and time out, same culprits, and we have no way of stopping them. Now, Kennedy took a measure to stop it, and because he brought it to light, they had to cover it up quickly, so it caused them to stop what they were doing for a while, and it malfunctioned. So then they had to regroup and try to do it again, and then they tried to do something during the time of Reagan being in. That's why he got shot. We don't know who that was we were seeing. It may not have been Reagan. Because he was an older man, and he had the shakes and stuff like that. And then when he came out of the hospital, he was fine. He looked better than he went before he had gotten shot. Now, the thing is that he was raising his arm. If he was raising his arm when he was waving and got shot, that would have been one thing. He never raised his arm for the bullet that they said went through his armpit. I was looking at the film, and what I saw was impossible for him to get shot on his arm like that. The only way that could have been done was by whoever put him in the car. He shot in the arm by his own guard. Same thing with Kennedy when he was killed in that motorcade. The motorcade, the individual that shot him was the driver. That's why Jackie jumped out of the back of the car, because she saw who it was, and she jumped out of the back of the car to get out of the car because that's who the shooter is. You think about how this thing happened with Kennedy. Kennedy's in the third row of the seats of the car, and then Senator Congressman Conyers was there on the second level, and his wife was behind the driver, and then he was looking the opposite way, and the driver was there, and another person, and their heads were turned certain ways. I looked at the film, and the thing was that the driver turned around with a low-caliber pistol, shot the congressman through his throat, and then he shot Kennedy. And Jackie saw it, and that's why she jumped out of the back of the car. Logical, and it's in film. And the thing is that people told me that what was going to be done, who's going to do anything about it, and who can say anything about it? You know, who's going to go up against whoever it is, or them, or those, or they, or whatever. It could be giant ants. I don't know what it is that is in this government. It is at a level that people are not going to do anything to functionally remove this evil. It's not the devil. It's not Satan. This is just some. You know, in the Bible it says 666 is a man. What is a man? A man is a man, okay? So the thing is, we're looking at a human being that is so incredibly evil. And it's not just one man. It's a bunch of them that are operating in this mental capacity. They have no compassion, no desire to function in this world that we know. Figure that they can manipulate this world to whatever they want. They operate with absolutely no money. They don't care about money. It's manipulation and control of world wealth, population, and the planet itself. It's scary. That's what's in there, and it's not Bush. It's something beyond Bush and Cheney. And we haven't even seen it yet, but we will soon.
Well, you've got like Cynthia McKinney of Georgia. She perpetrated the truth, and they basically crucified her. And I think you have other senators that would like to perpetrate the truth, but they realize that if they get kicked out, that they can't help anymore. It's like taking the first shot. If you are a revolutionary and you're going to start a war, the day you take your first shot is the day you can't come home unless you win the war. And we've had a few people really perpetrate the truth. Cynthia McKinney, you had out of Texas. He's running for president now, and I apologize for
Paul, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
But again, you're right about that, about their perpetrating the truth. But the thing is, you know, the missing equation is this. And this is the whole thing we forget. When you elect an official in, he has a party that elects him in, and then there are people within that party, and those people are supposed to have his back. So if he or she is in a situation that he sees something illegal going on, he should be able to go to the party, and the party within that party are people that have his back. Those are the voters. So he won his election by, say, 40-50% of the popular vote. Then he has those pools of people, and those people should be available if there is something that goes on. And that's how these people will not be compromised. We vote them in, and we walk away. That's when the lobbyists and other people walk in there, and they're right in their office, like the Three Stooges. I've gone into some of these people's offices. There's been 2-3 guys in there, and you say, well, who are these guys? And these guys are people in there watching them and monitoring them to make sure they're doing the right thing, because the next time they get elected, they can't count on you because you're never there to get their back. They don't hear from the people. Once they're elected in there, nobody's got their back. But the lobbyists do.
Right.
We're talking about the major industries. Those lobbyists give them money and dollars, parties and tickets and everything you can imagine to keep them afloat so they can go to the next election. And that's where the corruption begins.
I have to agree with that. It's just in my little incident of my problems, I was in the organic waste business, which created odors. And one of the powers to be, their son's a lobbyist. And I'm sure he was contacted. And so now I feel definitely that I'm the end product of the COINTELPRO, to where they use different government agencies to compartmentalize you and shut you down. As Ted Gunderson talks about, he used it when he was 27 years on the FBI force. And now that they're using it against him, it's like, well, this isn't right. But at the same time, he used it when he was in the powers of the FBI. He was the second man in New York City. And it just is, in what I've done, nobody's lived in my shoes. I got in the waste business of organics. And again, organic farming is like a real positive thing. And if you were able to handle this to the extent of sharing it well enough, it was just basically organic farming. But then other things impinge upon you, which control you, which is the same thing they're doing with the rest of the country, is impinging us. And they, number one, they changed the product through the corporation. They made it cheaper, so it's not as good a product to feed to the cows or put on the ground. Then the regulations started getting harder. The idea of the farming community starting to disappear because they just had overtaxed them and underpaid them. And so farmers started going down. Well, part of the basis of my waste business was to have land mass enough to go to. Well, the land mass started disappearing because the farmers started disappearing. Maybe the land was there, but somebody from the city bought it, or it was no longer in production, so you couldn't get justified to have a permit on it to spread away again. And so as you have these compartmentalizations, they control us hard. And the lobbyist, hey, when you go to negotiate somewhere and you want to negotiate, say, for a car or something, you don't have them backdoor you or something where there's something dishonest. And that's exactly what the lobbyist function is to backdoor whoever to create mind control or whatever they need to do, practical control, to make the thing pass and for them to initiate laws that are biased and are wrong. You know, we're supposed to go by definition of law. And when you get to the definition, you can't twist it to where, you know, it's one thing to say the glass is half full or the glass is half empty, but when they say, oh, it's noontime and the sun didn't come up today, wait a minute. The definition says the sun comes up at these periods of time, and at noontime the sun was up and shining. And it may have been behind some clouds or whatever, but the sun is still there. And now I'm not going to say that ain't going to change down the road with this Planet X coming by, at least momentarily, but it's a function that we got to work around. We know it's going to happen to us, so we've got to try to prepare for it. But now we have the WTO or whoever they want to have their cake and eat it too, and they don't want us around. Now, who gave them the authority to make that decision?
Again, us. We're the ones that don't understand the equation. Again, if you elect an official in, you have to stay there with him. You have to watch him, monitor him, and keep in touch with him, and let him know you got his back. But when you open the door and allow those lobbyists in, then you have the situation like privatization comes in the door because they represent corporations, and the corporations want that. So they go down there and make their moves, and they stay right there, and they write legislation, and they pass the legislation because they have friends in high places. Now, why did I say this? Well, hey, folks, you know, again, I'm a former deputy clerk of a court system. That doesn't mean I was top dog in the court system, but I had a level that saw a lot of stuff. And again, it is if you ask court clerks and people, they can tell you a lot of things. And I've been sharing things, and I'm a whistleblower. So we'll be back after this break, 800-313-9443. We're going to talk more and heavy duty next when we come back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. 800-313-9443 is the call in line. Now, I told you when we came back, we're going to get kind of heavy duty on this to enlighten you of an ideological approach to what is wrong with this picture. And then you look at this and try to equate that, and I'd like to get calls on this. And just want to hear what you would have done in this equation. Say you are a woman and or a man or whatever, and you end up working in the financial field, and you go in and you come into a company and you clean it up, mortgage company that is. And then while you're there, you find out the person heading up the mortgage company happens to be in Army intelligence. You're looking through the information because you're at the highest level of office in this particular mortgage company, and you start sniffing around on some things because you came in there to take it over because they were you were referred, and you came in and you're looking at stuff and you say, oh my God, look at this here and this, and these people are doing this and that and the other. So anyway, you start cleaning house because you knew when you came in there it was a mess, so you decided to come in there and clean up, and you had loan officers in there and you cleaned up stuff, and then one of the highest loan officers in the company, one of the best ones there, you're told by a couple of people working in there, the telemarketing staff and other people that are in management, that this guy needs to be watched. And you're looking at him saying, well, why would you have to watch this guy? This guy is the top guy here, and you know, he's performing real well, and he came to me, and he came in and showed me when they were getting special licensing you had to do. He was the first one that came back with a license, and he was the first one to do this. He was a very nice guy, very well-dressed, very well-mannered. And he had an office. He had a business, and he would come with his Mercedes, park outside of the office every day, and didn't think anything about it, but then later on, he asked me to do this concept. I had talked about that. I don't want to go into this, but I'm going into the meat and potatoes of what I'm talking about is evil. So anyway, I ended up leaving that company and going to this guy's office to set up. And he had a newspaper. He had a chamber of commerce. He had an embassy. He had a big, huge picture of a Boeing 747-757 cockpit on the wall. In the office, it covered the wall like a mirror. I was looking at a cockpit that was sitting in my desk there, and I was like the office manager. I was setting up stuff. I incorporated our new business. He had 26 businesses in the office, and I'm looking at this cockpit of a Boeing 747. I'm shaking my leg. I'm like, what the heck is this? Why has he got this in there? He had newspapers there that were in English and also in his language, and it doesn't matter what country he's from, because again, it was just a game. It was just a ruse. They basically took me from the one mortgage company that was corrupt, and they parked me over there to watch me, because they knew I was good in what I did, and plus they knew that I was working pretty much hand-in-hand with Sherman Skolnick and other people in the media. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and they were watching me, but I didn't understand what I was seeing in the beginning. But then it got more and more blatantly plain every day I was there. I had 52 applications on my desk, 52 for loans, and I started going through them, and most of them were dirty. And we'll talk more about that when we come back here on RBN.
It's true.